Morning, it's about 5 minutes after the final whistle here in Slovakia. Describe your feelings after that 2-1 heroic defeat here tonight.
I think heroic defeat was the word I'm looking for. You know, I think at the end of the day, the performance was outstanding, absolutely outstanding. From one to the whole 18, you know what I mean? We're stuck for each other since we come over, and the players that get out there and play it, you know what I mean? They work for each other, they're very disciplined. And you know what? You're coming away disappointed because one, was never in a million years a penalty, never in a million years. And two, I don't know how he's given offside for Chris Hegarty's header. You know what I mean? That's a disappointing thing. You know, you're looking over the game, maybe the first 10 minutes they were the better side, they had the chances, but you know, with one cleared off the line from Ross Clark's cleared off the line. And I said, yeah, I'm coming in disappointed. But you know what I mean? Very, very pleased with the level of performance those boys showed. People talk about digging in and, you know, a desire and a hunger. You know, they respected us come the end of it. Big time. Big time.
They're a full-time team, professional setup. And second half, we looked comfortable there, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Listen, you know, whether it's down to 10 men or not, listen, they're a full-time team. They're the biggest supported team in the country. And, you know, they've got some very, very gifted footballers. I said this before, we've done our homework on them. But, you know, at the end of the day, as I said, we worry about ourselves. I'm not one, you know, where to worry about the opposition. You know, you probably go into it thinking, you know what I mean? Yes, you can go into it too much. You know they're going to be better technically, but there's one thing that we had there today was desire. And also, you know, I said the important thing is don't get balls and just kick balls up the pitch. We didn't. We looked to play football. We looked to play football the right way. And it's a massive, massive thing. But I said to the boys, you will recover right, you get your feet in the ground, we'll go again next week because they're going to be in for a game at Windsor Park. We want as many fans there as possible and make it hard. And as I said, we've got a great, great chance.
There's a belief that we can pull this off in the second leg, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You know what I mean? As I said, yeah, there's a belief coming into this game. You know what I mean? You know, I was asking the press before, Glenn Turner get beat 7-1 by a team right here. I says at the end of the day, and I'm not here to talk about Glenn Turner or anyone else. I'm here to talk about Limfield Football Club. That's all I worry about. As I said, the show tonight, you know, they'll certainly know who we are, but you know, at the end of the day, we'll give them the respect that they have, and we'll look forward to playing them next week again.
Your thoughts on David Key's wonder goal? What a goal for your first for this club.
Well, you know, I said Key's got one in pre-season in a behind closed doors game, a volley, but you know, he's got that in his locker. You know what I mean? He's a very, very good footballer, and he's got that little bit of steel, but you know, it's free kick. You'll be talking about that in the Premier League if I've seen it, you know what I mean? It's sent perfect straight into the top corner. But you know, at the end of the day, as I said, yeah, I don't like singling people out, you know what I mean? They helped each other tonight, and that's the big, big thing for me.
What was the heat like out there? It's very muggy and clammy, isn't it?
Yeah, the heat was scary, but I thought, you know what I mean, our fitness levels again were superb for the amount of travelling, and even the bus to the game was an hour, you know what I mean, in the heat. You know, you've got to take your hats off to them boys. You don't know how hard it is. It was an intimidating atmosphere, but you know, I think you could tell by the whistles after that we certainly silenced them.
We've had a wonderful 2 days here in Slovakia, hasn't it? A great flight, great hotel, now capped off with a great performance.
Yeah, great performance. You know, we always said that, look, you want to be in the tie, bringing it back to Windsor Park. You know what I mean? It's great to hear our fans out there bubbly all night, supporting the boys. We said we want to give it a chance to get us back to Windsor Park, and we've certainly done that. And with a little bit more luck, we could have won the game. I'm being honest, we could have won the game.
You sound disappointed, but you must be immensely proud of the shift put in by our boys here tonight.
Oh, I'm over the moon for the shift of the boys. Listen, I know how hard it is. I said to them before the game, you know, I love being the underdog when I was at Northern Ireland, coming away to these games. I love being the underdog because, you know, there's one thing that they'll not match you for is hunger and desire. You know what I mean? And they certainly didn't do that. You know what I mean? They fought for each other, they run for each other, and that is a massive thing. And that's what I want to embed in this football team, because that's what Limfield Football Club's all about.
Warren, on behalf of myself, the board, and every supporter here, and every supporter back in Northern Ireland, and hopefully a lot of other people back in Northern Ireland, well done tonight on a really gutsy fly the flag for the club and country performance here tonight.
Thank you.